Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Joy of Business on Om Times Radio. This is Devarati, Angela Salmon, your Joy of Business facilitator host for today. Thank you so much for joining me on this call as I discuss some designer and joy business tools that can unlock your creativity and awareness, tools to assist you to be a visionary business leader. So let's start with, I like to start with barriers down. So it's just being aware, be present right now, whether you're kind of you're driving or you're sitting in a chair. There's those barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. You know, barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. And barriers down between you and your body. Barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. Barriers down between you and your business. Barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. Barriers down between you and your money. Barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. You know, barriers down between you and you. You know, barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. Barriers down between you and all the decisions, projections, expectations you make of your business. You make of what you can create, what you can't create. What actions you can take, what choices you can take. You just barriers down, barriers down. And barriers down between you and me. You know, barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. And whatever doesn't allow for you to have your barriers down, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all mine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. What comfortable distance are you using to prevent you from fully showing up in your business with you and your money flows with you and your body, that if you did show up would create way beyond you have ever considered. And whatever that is, will you just join and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So what I've asked you, by asking the question of what comfortable distance are you using to prevent you from fully showing up in your business with you and your money flows, with you and your body, that if you did show up would create way beyond have you ever considered. And so by asking this question, it brings up an energy. And sometimes you get, you know, kind of a form of an idea, or sometimes it's just an energy. And when you bring up that energy is what comfortable distance you are having between you and your business. It's an energy that you'd like to destroy and uncreate. So would you like to destroy and uncreate that? So if the answer is yes, then the next part is what's called a clearing statement. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Now this clearing statement acts like a wand, and it clears that energy of where you are having a distance between you and your business. Because in having that distance, then you're not fully with the business. Having that distance with you, you're not fully with you. Having that distance in relationships is you're not fully in the relationships. So by destroying and uncreate, you know, the decisions you've made that are preventing you to fully show up in your business, then you're clearing, And then by using the clearing statement, is you're clearing those decisions away. And it's also, wherever we've made decisions, to kind of try to have comfortable distance, or it's required to have comfortable distance, or it's safe to have comfortable distance. Are you willing to revoke, recant, rescind, reclaim, renounce, denounce, and destroy and uncreate that? And everything that is and brings up, are you willing to destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pock, all nine, choice, boys, and beyond. And if there's still something coming up for you, you know, is there a lie here that you're not seeing? So are you willing to destroy and uncreate all the lies that you have about being in business, your money flows? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pock, shorts, boys, and beyond. A question you could ask here, too, is, you know, whose lies, what lies, and how many lies am I using to create my current financial reality? Or anything that you'd like to change? And whatever that is, time to destroy and uncreate it. So we go barriers down. Barriers down, barriers down. And I'm bringing up kind of using designer tools. It's a way to unlock your creative juices, you know, with play and letting go. It's a way to maybe use some of the designer tools in your business. So what does designer mean to you? Are you willing to destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. I learned to use the designer tools when I went to George Brown College in Toronto while learning to design and make jewelry. And they were amazing. I mean, there were times when I thought, I don't know what I'm going to create, or even the thought, I can't design. If any of you have the thought, the belief that you can't design, will you let that go, destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. You know, designer tools could be used how to design a business, a project, graphics, rooms, clothes. And again, you know, to really get the creative juices flowing. In learning how to use some of these designer tools, I got to see different ways how to design. And learned some designer, what they call, like, elements, techniques that could be used just to start playing. In the exercise that I'm, you know, suggesting you play with, or if you'd like to play along or play along at a later date, is using geometric shapes. You know, so if you have before the call or at some point, is cut out some geometric shapes like circles, ovals, squares, rectangles in different shapes, triangles in different sizes and angles, in black or in white, you know, so you can maybe have a page of them down on your computer, and some of them are white, some of them are black, or you can cut them out in white paper and black paper. Now, the white and black is a way to play with contrast, and that's one of the designer techniques that can be used. And if you can also have a page that you divided in four and some extra white paper and a pencil, so if you would like to play along in this exercise. And to give you some of the designer language is, as we design, we are creating a visual composition. Visual compositions start with some basic elements, you know, the dot, the line, the shape, the direction, the dimension, the scale, movement. You know, and the dot can lead to a line, and the line can lead to a shape, you know, the square or a circle or a curve. And direction can be shown by a line or a placement, like you're placing a line maybe on like a horizontal or vertical or across a page or a curve. Scale is shown and shapes in relationship to each other. You know, small if there's something bigger in the composition. And most compositions are 2D, and you can show 3D just based on how you place it, an item, and how its relationship it is to the horizon. Now, the first step in a composition is based on the choice of elements that you're using on the composition. And it's combining the use of these basic elements with some of the visual techniques. And the visual techniques, some visual techniques include contrast, harmony, balance, instability, symmetry, asymmetry, unity, fragmentation, predictability, aliveness, passiveness. So in this example, we're going to be using the element of shapes. So using geometric shapes. And we're going to be using, say, like either you can choose either unity or fragmentation or aliveness or passiveness. Now, unity is a balance of diverse elements. Fragmentation is the breaking up of an element into separate pieces. But they still relate and keep their individual character. Aliveness tends to show a direction of the movement. And so by using the shapes and choosing one of those techniques, you know, of, where are they here? Maybe of unity, fragmentation, aliveness. If there's another one that I mentioned to you earlier that you'd like to play with, the contrast, harmony, balance, instability, symmetry, asymmetry, unity, fragmentation, predictability, spontaneity, activeness, and passiveness. Now, these are techniques that can also be related to your business. You know, are you wanting your balance, your business to show balance? Are you wanting your business to show that it's active, that it's passive, that it has balance, that it maybe shows unity or shows spontaneity. And, you know, maybe whatever you would like your business to represent is by choosing one of those as we play with these geometric shapes on the page. Now, another reason why I'm suggesting to play with these shapes is to start to see that you can make decisions. You know, one of the great access tools that I love is, you know, if you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, what would you choose? You know, if you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, what would you choose? If you had 10 seconds to live the rest of your life, what would you choose? And most people, when they first start playing with it, they may get 2 or 3 items come up and don't get any further than that. But by sitting down to design, you start to get further. And we'll join you back after the commercial.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You! You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the Joy of Business on Om Times Radio with Devarati. We're talking about designing and how to use designing as a way to start to open up the creative juices and how to design your business, maybe design projects. And so I'm going to read the clearing again. Is what comfortable distance are you using to prevent you from fully showing up in your business with you and your money flows and with you and your body? And if you did show up, would create way beyond you have ever considered. And whatever that is, time's a good thing, will be destroyed and created. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So as a designer, the first step in a composition, in whatever we're creating, is based on the choice of elements to the medium that we're dealing with. And the elements here being, you know, the dot, a line, a square, a circle, a curve, dimension, scale, movement. You know, so how are we going to use these in our composition? And a way to use these, different ways to use these, is with the elements of visual techniques. And examples of visual techniques is contrast, harmony, balance, instability, symmetry, asymmetry, unity, fragmentation, maybe activeness and passiveness. So it's like, you know, in your business, you have different elements that you can have in your business, you know, different items of your business. You know, whether it's having an office with furniture, whether it's having people working with your business, you know, the communication you have with your suppliers, not communication, but having suppliers. And the techniques is really like, how are you going to put that all together? And in kind of playing with putting it all together is a way to do that is asking questions. You know, what else is possible? How does this want to come together? Who do I need to communicate with? Hey, business, who would you like me to talk to today? Or, you know, what three actions can I take today to create more money today? Is asking the questions opens up to more. What also opens up to more is allowing yourself to be creative. You know, a choice creates. And so hopefully by playing with this little exercise with me, you can start to see that you choice becomes easier and easier and easier and easier. And so again, it's like we're going to be using geometric shapes. It can be circles, ovals, squares, triangles, rectangles. These little circles, big circles. You know, large ovals, skinny ovals. And if you can, like, is cut them out in, like, black and white paper. And so the next step in designing is what we call ideation. It's a means to, it's almost like a brain dump in some ways. And so the four, your page with the four broken up in four is we're going to use as, like, four different compositions. And just by placing the shapes on that one at a time is like making your first choice. You know, you make that first choice, you know, with putting maybe a larger circle on the page. You know, maybe it's black. And then an awareness comes in. It's like, okay, you know, what else is possible here? And you put another circle on. You know, it could be in the middle if we kind of, we like asymmetry. You know, it could be somewhere else on the circle. It could be a different color to represent contrast. It's like, okay, we put a second one down. And what awareness do we have now? And what choice do we want to make next? I don't know, you could choose maybe a square. Or whatever you'd like to choose. You know, maybe another circle. Maybe it's smaller. You know, we could put circles going up the page. We can put circles going sideways. We can put circles going across. Just watch as you're putting one down. It's a choice. I say, okay, what's my awareness now? And then you put another one down. And it's a choice. And what's my awareness now? And you put another one down, and it's a choice, and what's my awareness now? And you put another one down, it's a choice, and what's my awareness now? So maybe you have a bunch of circles, maybe you have a bunch of squares, maybe you have a mixture of them. You know, do you have a line going somewhere, circles? Or is it building on top of each other? Or are they dancing with each other? This is, you start with one, and that's the choice. And the choice creates an awareness. And then you make another choice. And 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 whenever this isn't fun for you, or you want to storm and create it, I conquer that all my pop pop turds, boys, and young. And play with moving the pieces around. Sometimes I'll put a bunch of them on a page. Maybe a second one is, you know, putting a bunch of them down and moving them around and moving them around and moving them around until it's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's what you'd like. And that's like different choices. It's like making a choice. It's like, oh, maybe I don't like that one. Okay, make another choice. Oh, I like that one. And make another choice. And I like that one. And then make another choice. And so when we're playing with, you know, the geometric shapes on a page, you may notice it becomes easier and easier to play with. Priority is you're not making it significant. You're not saying, you know, okay, I got to get it right because my future's got to look like a certain way. You're just fully playing with it. You're just being present. As you make a choice, it's another awareness. As you make a choice, it's another awareness. As you make a choice, it's another awareness. And you begin to play and let go of the significance of what it's got to look like, the significance that what it's got to look like in the future. You know, so whatever significance that you have on your business, on your creativity, on what it's got to look like, are you willing to just join and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now we go to the third one. And you put another shape down. You know, you can have a shape at the beginning in one corner and a shape at the other corner. Okay, how are they going to meet? What are the steps that you need to make to meet? What can you use to meet? And it's like that in business. You may have an awareness of what it could look like. An awareness of what it is now. Is there any steps that the business would like you to take to assist it to get there? You know, so what's in between? You know, is it maybe rectangles that needed up? Is it circles that needed up? Is it ovals? Is it a little dance along the way? Is there some on the, you know, maybe on the side that are meeting it in the middle? So just allow yourself to play with that and ask questions and be aware. You ask, you make a choice. Okay, what's my next choice? What would I like to create here? What would I like to institute here? What choice can I make for the future I would like to create? And whatever doesn't allow that, are you willing to destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And we go to the fourth square. What would you like to create here? Is it something that has structure, like the office space? How the office is going to be set up, for example? Or how can you play here even more? What would you like to create here in this square by using the geometric shapes? You know, without significance, without conclusion, without judgment. And wherever you're doing that, are you wanting to destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. You know, as you make a choice, what choice can I make here? You know, if I had 10 seconds, to live the rest of my life, what would I choose? Where would I put that down? And put it down, and put it down, and put it down, and put it down. Maybe that square is just putting it down very quickly to see that you can make choices. Let go of any judgments of I can't. I don't know what she's talking about. This isn't fun. And so whatever that is, everyone just trying to uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, beyond. So by putting those pieces down on the paper, you're constantly making a choice. And so, you know, wherever that ease of putting it down on the paper can't happen in your business, because you say so, because it has to be hard, are you willing to destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. The next step in designing is what we call development. And so what you do is you look back of what you ideated, you know, all the four squares, and which one of those do you want to bring forward? And then you start to sketch maybe some adjustments. Maybe a circle is bigger or a square is smaller. Or you kind of turn it sideways or upside down. And so we'll talk more about development after the break. And what else is possible in your business?
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored. Want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Joy Business on OM Times Radio with Dave Verratti. So we were talking about composition before the break and creativity. And there's a few clearings I'd like to kind of read before we get into developing from the ideation that you did. So creativity, would you be willing to let go of what your definition of creativity is? Now, what do you define creativity? What is creativity to you? Whatever that is, are you willing to destroy and uncreate that? What does business mean to you? And whatever that is, are you willing to destroy and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. What does visionary mean to you? Whatever that is, are you willing to destroy and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Now, do you ever hear yourself say, I can't create, I'm not creative? Are you willing to podpock the lie? And whose lies, what lies, and how many lies are you following? And your ability to create. Whatever that is, time to get building, destroying, and creating. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. What have you created with your life and business that you haven't been willing to acknowledge? And if you did acknowledge it, could create even more? Whatever that is, times gazillion, we destroy and uncreate that. Times a gazillion. Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. What if you can choose something today that outcreates your yesterday? Well, whatever doesn't allow that to show, they want to destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. What are you capable of creating that you are not perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving? But if you would choose it, would actualize as less work, more money, and greater change in the world? Whatever that is, time to get done, you should trade it. But whatever you don't allow yourself, your capacities with creating, are you willing to destroy and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, shorts, boys, young. What are you capable of creating that you're not perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving, that if you would choose it, would actualize as less work, more money, and greater change in the world? All that is times good doing, destroying, and created. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So before we started our design work, you're bringing some of the elements, the basic elements with some visual techniques to start to create, start to make choices and where you're placing your geometric shapes. And where you are having maybe significance or where to show you maybe you are having more significance towards things that you're doing for your business. And wherever that is, are you willing to destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. So when you're looking over your four compositions, you know, do they represent the visual technique that you're wanting to express? You know, is there contrast, if that's what you chose? Is it symmetry or not asymmetry? You know, was it aliveness? Was it unity? Was it passiveness? And what whichever one represents what you want to choose, you can bring that forward also, like, and decide to develop it further. And the developing, as I talked earlier, is by changing maybe the shapes up a bit, by moving them around a bit, maybe turning them sideways, upside down, back, you know, backwards. And so you start to develop it a bit further. Maybe until the one kind of like, you know, like from, you know, that buries down that space is like, yeah, this fits what I'd like to create. This fits the energy, the feeling that I'd like my business to be. And then from there, another tool is what they call refinement. And maybe you'd like to tweak it a little bit more. You know, in designing jewelry, that final refinement, you know, could be, you know, how thick do I would like that ring or that brooch or that pendant? In the development stage, it's like, whether is this going to be gold or silver? Am I going to have semi-precious stones or diamonds on the piece? And so in your business, it's like in the development, and asking questions of what you'd like that development to be. You know, if I choose this for my business, what would my business be like in 5 years? If I don't choose this for my business, what would my business be like in 5 years? And wherever you don't allow yourself to have fun with it, just destroy and create it. So hopefully this is kind of showing you that, you know, if you can play with things that you have no significance with and make choices and then see how easy those choices can be, and then be aware of when that energy is not present in your business, because maybe something's become significant. It's got to look a certain way. Or everyone else has done it this way, therefore I got to be doing it this way. You know, and what else is possible? How could it be any better than this? Being aware of when you are playing in significance and when you're not. Or, you know, it's like, how can I get the creative juices flowing? Maybe you're a painter. You know, can you do some sketching? Some of you may be aware of some of this, you know, the designer language. The sketching, ideation. It's just kind of, just keep sketching, and then looking back at the sketches and say, okay, what do I want to bring forward into developing it further? Whether there's more light, less light, more contrast, less contrast. And it's the same goes with your business. You know, one way to look at it, let's say if you have, you know, a class coming up, and what would you like that class to look like? You know, what are the elements in that class? You know, the type of class, the date, people, location, or host, the marketing, the PR to go with it, the energy to be, you know, the different elements of that class. And how would you like to kind of them come together? You know, what else is possible? You know, if you had 10 seconds to make a choice about that, what would that be? For me, it starts with, you know, B space. It's B. I have 10 seconds to make another choice. What would that be? All right, you know, how many people would I like at this class? Or what class do people want? What do people want to hear? You know, what can I say that will kind of make me lots of money? What can I say that would create the most possibilities, the most contributions, the most win-win situations? Who do I call? How many do I call? Who do I contact? Who would like to be contacted for this course? Who would like to contribute to this course? What location would be a contribution to me and the people attending this course? What date would I like this course to be? What date do the people would like this course to be? So in the choices, you'd be asking questions. And then when you make a choice, there's creation. When you make a choice, there's awareness. Like, okay, yes, I like this. No, I don't like this. Yeah, what do you perceive? What are you aware of? What are you capable of creating that you are not perceiving, knowing, being, and receiving, but if you would choose it, would actualize as less work, more money, and greater change in the world? Whatever that is, are you willing to start and create it? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pot, all nine choice boards and beyond. The choice creates. And it's playing with how can you use the 10-second increments. Choices, more and more, and go beyond what you're comfortable with. You know, if you come up with four or five, ask it again, and ask it again, and ask it again. And the more you do, the more I found I became more comfortable to go further. Because the thing is as you create, and make more choices and create and make more choices and create and make more choices, it's an exponential growth. And so what else is possible? Another item on the title was awareness. And we have talked about some of that. You know, choice creates awareness. And, oh, we will talk about that after the break. See you afterwards. We're going to be talking about awareness.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, and welcome back to Joy Business on Om Times Radio with Dave Marazzi, your Joy Business Facilitator host for today. We've been talking about designing, and I was just getting into talking even more about awareness before the break. And I noticed the commercial was talking about Joy Business 101. So if you'd like to have a class with me, you can email me at davarati@davarati.ca. That's Davarati, D-E-V-A-R-A-T-I, @davarati.ca. And it could be a day class for Joy Business 101, business done differently, or it could be 4 90-minute telecall class. We can do it that way. So I'm in Northern Ontario, Canada, but we can also do it by phone. So if you're interested, please email me at davarati@davarati.ca. Also, if you have any questions on designing, would like to share maybe your pictures that you did, you can email me again to davarati@davarati.ca. If you would like 101 classes, 101 meetings, you can also email me at that address. And, Joy of Business is having a Joy of Business book club. And we are having our facilitators, the Joy of Business facilitators, are co-hosting the different chapters of the book club. And you can sign up at www.accessjoyofbusiness.com/bookclub. So it's a way to come and connect with the facilitators, get to know the Joy of Business book even more. I've really been enjoying it with a variety of different facilitators. It's been just amazing to play, and as we share and discuss and people ask questions, we get to know more about the Joy of Business tools. And so different things that you could do to be more aware is making the choice. It's using the barriers down. It's meditating. One of the interviews that I was in, one of the calls that I was interviewed called Savvy Entrepreneur, I talked about meditation, and that one was aired, I think, December 25th. So if you'd like to kind of find out more about meditation and the benefits of that, you can listen to that call. Another means to increase your awareness is an exercise that we call expand out. Just by putting your hands on your body, receive your hand, and have your hands receive your body, being aware of your entire body, your toes, head, mouth, legs, shoulders, your whole body, and energetically expand out into the room that you're in, into the building that you're in, into the province and state that you're in. Expand out to the entire earth and beyond, 100 times beyond and 100 times beyond. You're beyond the universe and further and further and further. Whatever doesn't allow that time, because the only way to show an uncreative. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, box, shorts, boys, and beyond. And another means to expand your business is what we call an energy pull. So with that awareness of expanding out into the universe, get the energy of what you would like your business to look like, to represent. What are your projects and your future that you desire your business to be, the money you desire to create. You know, some words could be spaciousness, luxurious, maybe planet-changing, potent. Be aware of that energy that you would like your business to be. And up that energy 10 times, 100 times. Have in the intent. Just ask. Up it 10 times. Just by asking, it'll do it. Energy amp up, energy amp up. And if there's any barriers down to that, barriers down, barriers down, barriers down. And what would you like to create in your business? How would you like to add even more fun in your business? Now add your body into that creation with your business. What change would you like your body to create with your business and projects? How much money would your body like to create with the business? You can get the energy of that. And amp that up, and amp that up, and amp that up. How many conclusions are you using to stop yourself from even being aware of what your business would like? You just join and create that. As you're aware of that energy, just pull in the energy from all around you, from the front of you, from the back of you, from the sides of you, from up below, from up above. Just pull, 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 pull. Pull it in from all over the earth, from all over the universe, all over the galaxy. Just pull, 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 pull. Pull, pull. And little trickles go out to everyone and everybody that can contribute to creating the future, the energy to actualize it. And everything that doesn't allow that to show up faster, with even more ease, everyone's just joining and create that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. And all the conclusions that you have already come to, are you willing to destroy and create those? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pop, shorts, boys, and beyond. Just pull and pull and pull. 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. Just keep pulling. Just be in the energy of what you would like. And trickle that back. And as you go through creating your business, your projects, you bring into your business that matches that energy of what your business, what you'd like your business to be, to create, to exponentialize. And whether you don't allow yourself to perceive, know, be what that is, you join and create that. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, puck, shorts, boys, and beyond. Just trickle it back, pull it in, pull it in, pull it in, and trickle it back, trickle it back, trickle it back. And hopefully this has been helpful for you, you know, to be aware of play in your business, maybe using some of the designer elements. You could probably look online, looking up what they call it is... the primer of visual literacy. Now you can look up some of the language. Basically, is what you have and how do you want to have it come together. It's even your business. How would you like that to come together? Do you want to show it as active? Do you want to show it as passive? Do you want to show it as unity, as space? And there does your... Does your designs, your graphics match that? Or does your graphics match the people that you want to bring into your business or you want to contribute to? Just have fun with it. And find some time to create, you know, beyond your business. Find ways to create. Because we all can, even though we may have a thought saying we can't. Because when I first started on my journey. I thought I couldn't. I was a chartered accountant using the logic brain. I was like, oh, I can't create. The more I was in accounting for many years, the more I got to see I can create, you know, with creating accounting systems, doing some business planning for businesses, you bring in creativity. And yet I was discounting that as creativity. You know, I learned to meditate and discovered more space. And then wanted to create more and learn to make jewelry, learn to design jewelry. And when I was learning designing at the college, I got to see there's many things I can use to design and create. So what can you use to design and create for your business? And who can join a business that assists you to design and to create? How can you make it play? You know, whether it's sketching, painting, using geometric shapes, doodling, designing a room, designing how your space is going to come, designing a booth for a show. You know, how can you do that? I tend to kind of take a step back and look at the booth and then see, just ask, okay, you know, where do the tables want to be? Where do the stands want to be? Where does the jewelry, how does the jewelry want to be displayed? You know, and from being space, it's just the pieces come together. Make a choice and make a choice and make a choice and make a choice. You know, some of us, you know, may have been used to getting stuck on that first choice. Thank you for joining me.